What's up, everyone? I want to do a recap here of the last few days worth of trades and the action that we've seen. I've been out for a few days at the end of last week. I returned Monday and tried to get the week started strong, but we just haven't really seen much momentum. As you can see, it's reflected in today's trade as well. I'm down $348 on HRB. Again, just total chop, right? You can see how this stock just didn't really do much more than it did in the pre-market. Usually we see some follow through with significant moves like this, but unfortunately got kind of chopped out and took a loss for $348. Again, it's a relatively small loss, but when I decided to cut it loose and say, all right, I don't see this stock really having any potential now that it didn't start to work, I just call it a day. No reason to trade past that. I didn't see really any favorable action, so I just decided to keep the loss relatively small. Call it a day and wait for tomorrow to come. But let's break down this trade first, and then we'll look back at Tuesday and Monday. So HRB, you know, this stock usually trades relatively well when it gets moving, as you can see how it did here in the after hours yesterday. Once it starts going, it actually moves well, right? It can move with some speed and some force and in a very clean manner. And we dropped right to this support here around 23.75. And it just didn't want to break through in the pre-market. We started to put in this basing pattern, which, you know, we always take caution when we see that, because that tells us that there's a big support level there and we need to wait for that level to actually clear before taking a position. And what I liked about it was this pocket from 23.75 down to the gap entry of roughly 22. If you look at the daily chart here, you can see there's a gap that falls right here back in March of 2017, right at 22.16, gap fills down here at basically 21. So there was some good potential if this thing started to open up to really start fading and put in a gap fill move, and that's what we were looking for, but it just ended up holding that pivot and didn't really want to break down through it. The trade that I took was, as the market was opening, we started to get this push higher, failed push higher, a little bit of a price action pivot going on in through this 2450 area. You can see that it had tested it several times in through here, a second time, a third time, and out of the open a fourth time. When I saw that hit, reject, and start to pull is when I got short. I got short just below 24, and it closed below VWAP, looked really good. Second 5-minute candle started to close below the pivot, looked even better. Plenty of room for this thing to fade and give us a real nice trade on a low price stock. And it just ended up turning back around, closing back over VWAP. And I just decided, you know what? The fade didn't hold. This could be a false break setup. The market was kind of choppy, so I wasn't getting any help there. And I just said, all right, I'm just going to cut it loose. So I cut it loose for just over 30 cents. Now, the nice thing about it is I only had a starter position. I had just over 1,000 shares on this, and I lost just over 30 cents. So it really wasn't that bad. My normal size on something like this would be closer to 3,000 or 4,000. But I just was trying to get the trade started to see if we could get some continuation. Then I would have added to it if we started to move down through the lows down through here, 2330s and 2320s. But unfortunately, as soon as we flashed through that opening low, we got bought right back up, and that's the reason I decided to stop out. So 30 cent loss, just over 30 cents on 1,000 shares. Again, it's relatively minimal damage and easy enough to get back in another trade. So I just decided to leave this one be. Thankfully, I did. I didn't try to trade it a number of other times just because the action was shut off here almost instantaneously. And when you have a stock that has a significant move like this and doesn't get any continuation in the first 10, 15, 20 minutes, you should be extremely cautious, because these are the names that end up chopping out. And if that momentum doesn't come early, then it's not likely to come any later. So that's why we just decided to cut loose HRB and not really look at it again. So that was the only trade of today. We touched on a couple of the high beta names in the watch list for swing trades. They actually turned out to be pretty incredible day trades. Take a look at NVIDIA today. This thing really opened up nicely. We were talking about this setup here on the daily. It's a nice little pullback, consolidation, bull flag setting up in through here. And it started to open up out of the opening bell and retested that top side of the flag and really ripped higher. So nice move on that one. Netflix, virtually the same exact move here. If you look at the daily, again, nice pullback and consolidation, breaking out of this very nice bull flag here. You can see what happened out of the open. A quick sell down to that flag, retest, hold, gets bought back up, and then just an incredible move higher. So that's what we were talking about this morning on these for swing trades, but they actually turned out to be really nice day trades. And I know a lot of traders in the room actually were aggressive enough to take advantage of these. So good job to you guys, because this really made a nice move today. So Netflix playing out well. Apple had a decent setup for a swing, but it's kind of given back some ground now. Back above this 194 level we were kind of talking about, maybe watch it if the market continues. However, you know, the market is moving a little bit lower right now. We just had the Fed minutes reported and they're raising rates again. So that's having an effect on these higher priced stocks. So that was really it for today. You know, yesterday we had this RH on watch. I actually tried to go short on it out of the open. We had a really perfect gap fade setup with this complex trend line, this purple line that we have here. If you look at the daily chart, very, very long-term complex trend line that had respected for a number of years. And then once it broke, it retested and faded really hard from roughly 95 bucks down here near 25. So big move after it broke through that complex trend line. It was a heavy level of support. And yesterday we were coming back to interact with that line again. And in the pre-market, you saw how it actually was interacting with it early. It had been stopped just below that line twice, three times, and at the open, we started to have what we really like to see for a gap fade. So if you're looking at this in real time, this sort of move right here is exactly what you want to see for a gap fade setup. This is where I got short, just above 144. I got short after this candle closed. I got short at 144.90 was my fill. Had a relatively decent fill, looked good. It started to close below the VWAP. Just start to breaking through the 20. We had plenty of room for this thing to fade. And I actually did get a nice move out of it initially, right? Because it sold down. I was able to cover some down through here, 142, 60s and 70s. So from my initial fill of 144.90, decent little profit there, but then it popped right back up. I had to stop out, break even on that piece. I actually tried it again somewhere right in through here. I think it was this candle again when it looked like it was going to fade, and it popped back up. I gave some back on that one, and then it just decided to really rocket higher and close back above that trend line, and then thereafter made a really nice move. I didn't flip long on it. I had already taken two trades. One worked, the next one didn't, so I ended up flat on the name. And it looked like it was going to be choppy, and you know, it ended up going higher, and I just didn't end up flipping long because I didn't really like the action I was seeing. So I wasn't able to participate in that move to the long side, but it's nice to see that that trend line was respected once it got back above and moved higher. So again, I know a lot of traders in our room were able to capture this when they saw that it had tested that trend line from the top side, held, and then started to move higher. So again, plenty of opportunities if you're extremely patient. We're just not seeing much momentum and follow through across a number of names. It's very specific, and you really have to be watching that one in order to capture the move. So that was RH yesterday. Just didn't work out for me. And then on Monday, we were watching this PCG, and I liked what we saw to the short side on this. If you looked right here, nice pattern in the open. Now this is the drifting pattern. This is what we like to see because this tells us that it's extremely weak, right? If you really have no pops taking place, then that's telling you there's a lot of selling going on. It's extremely weak. There's probably a much better opportunity for a continuation to the short side. And we liked it, but we wanted to see it start to break down through this 3750 area, 3730s. We had some support in through here that was relatively heavy, and it needed to break down in order for us to get short. So I actually didn't take a trade on Monday because that never got through that level, but it ended up bouncing off of it. So if you look at the daily on it, some nice ascending support lines on this stock that it definitely tested and respected. Long-term lines, you can see PCG here. Long-term ascending support, there's one line, there's a second line. They kind of intersect right at the same spot. And that's why that level was such a big level of support, because you had those long-term lines intersecting at the same spot, otherwise known as a point of confluence. You have those points of confluence, there usually is going to be a big reaction to one side or the other. Now, what happened out of the open was, right before the open, it tested it twice, started to bounce, and the short-sided play was no longer there, so I decided to sit tight. And it made a nice little move to the upside if you were able to capture that. But the plan for us was to go short if it broke down through that support, because when major support breaks, you can expect some acceleration. And that's what we were looking for, to get into this pocket from 37 down to 35 and capture that move. But just didn't go that way, so we decided to sit tight. And Monday was no trades. And then we move into Tuesday, was RH. Got chopped out of that one, was a flat day. And then today on HRB, again, kind of chopped out just due to the market action, kept it relatively small. But that's okay. We can come back from that. Nothing we can't recapture in one trade and, make that a couple times over. So just been choppy. You know, we're starting to move into summer. Can expect these summer doldrums to start to kick in. The decline in volumes will have an effect. So you definitely have to be a little bit more patient and much more selective, and only be aggressive on those ones that provide a really clear-cut setup. All right, so that'll do it for today, guys. Small loss, 348. We will see you guys back here first thing tomorrow.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.